The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife, Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Today's daf is being studied. Therefore, Asherema Shemuel ben Golda Shover Nituach Hayom. And stuff has been studied for Ash Shalemat, Batrachel, Vesal Muhammad Batrachel, the Mision Ben Esther. Inna referred to him. Inna referred to him. Inna referred to him. For the nefesh, for the guf. For thank you, Rabbi, for bechini rasum v'nomar. Amen. And we begin today's stuff on Lamed Gimel Amud Bet, and we are starting Ibai Elihu. By the way, is from the wide lines, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines up. We are in the middle of Sugya of Kibud Avayim. Ibai Elihu, the Gemara has a question. Beno vehu rabbo. A person's son happens to be his rabbi. So the father is the son's rabbi. That's not the opposite. The son is the father's rabbi. Okay, so Benovu Rabbo Maushiyam, what Abiv Mepera, does the father have to stand up for the son? After all, it's his rabbi. Tashem Adama Rabbi Yoshua Ben Levi, Ani Eni Kedai La'amod Mepene Beni. Rabbi Yoshua said, I'm not worthy to stand up in front of my son. Ela Mishum Kevod Bet Nasi. I only stand up for my son because he married into the Bet Nasi, married into the Hashu family of the Nasi. So therefore, I stand up for him only because he's married to Bet Nasi. That's why I give him respect. Tamad ana rabbi. Oh, the reason is because I am his rabbi. Therefore, it's not proper for me to stand up for him. Ha ihu rabbi. However, if he was my rabbi, ka'imna mekame. It's much more that he would stand up. Which he's saying, it's not kedai for me to stand up for him because after I'm his rabbi. The only reason why I stand up for him is because he's married to a Hashu family, so I stand up for him. But what? Mashma, that if he was my rabbi, I would stand up for him. That's the mashma of the story. So he was, no. Haki kamar. Ani kedai na'amod mepne beni ve'afiluhu rabbi. I wouldn't stand up for my son, even if he was my rabbi. Da'ana abu. Because after all, I'm his father. And the mishum kevod bet nasi. I only stand up because of the kevod who we married. And therefore, even if he's a rabbi, I would not stand up. So the Gemara does not answer this question. And it does not answer the question that left before. The question that the Gemara asked right before this was, if the son is the father's rabbi, does the son have to stand up for the rabbi, for the father? The Gemara didn't ask that question as well. So the Gemara Lema'aseh leaves both these questions in abeyance. Shulchan Aruch rules Safek Doraita Lechumra. Therefore, in both cases, the son would have to stand up for the father, and the father would stand up for the son. In both cases. Ibaya Lehu. Gemara now has a question. Rachuv Kimhalech Dameh. Oh no. Okay, new question. Rakuv, person's riding. He's sitting on a donkey. Okay, and the donkey is moving. So the question is, how do you look at that? When a person's riding on a donkey, do you go after the guy? If you go after the guy, he's sitting. Or you go after the donkey. The donkey is moving. Nafkamina. If you consider the guy sitting, so if a father's sitting on a donkey, and the donkey is moving, so the child would not have to stand up for him, because his father is sitting. Or you consider, you go after the donkey, and it's considered moving, so it's like the father's walking, therefore the child would have to stand up. Okay, that's the Sheila of the Gemara. So Gemara says, Rachuv kemalech dame olo, amar abaye tashema. Okay, now we got some laws. Basically, so you don't confuse yourself in this piece over here, you got to know a rule. When it comes to tum'at sara'at, a person that's tameh has the ability to mitameh someone that's tahor only if he is sitting. If he's standing, he cannot transfer tum'ah. They learned this from a gizrat ha-katuv in a pasuk. The pasuk writes the word moshavo. Moshavo tameh. Maspri has to be sitting. Okay. Once you know that rule, it doesn't matter what the tahor guy is doing. The tahor guy could be standing or sitting. I don't care what the tahor guy is doing. But for the tameh guy to transfer tum'ah, he has to be sitting. Now we get to the case. Tameh yoshev tahta ilan. Okay, tameh guy is sitting under a tree. V'taor omed. Tameh. He's tameh. Why? Because the tameh guy is sitting. Tameh omed tahta ilan. But if he's standing under a tree, v'taor yoshev tahor. Why? Because the tameh guy is standing. Okay, so far so good. V'im yashav tameh. If the tameh guy went from a standing position and he sat, ha-ta'or tameh. Good. Ta'or guy becomes tameh now. Under a tree. The tree is like an ohel. So it transfers the tum'ah. Fine. V'chein be'eben ha-menuga'at. What is eben ha-menuga'at? Eben ha-menuga'at, as she says, is a certain stone that comes from the house of a metzora, and the guy's holding the eben ha-menuga'at. So the guy that's holding the Evin HaMenugat, this Evin, this stone over here, also can exude Tum'ah in the same way. If he's standing, it won't transfer. If he's sitting, it will. He himself wasn't Tameh, but he's holding an Evin HaMenugat. Okay, so the same rule, standing, sitting, and all business. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Kohen, Zot Omeret, Rachuv Kimhalech Dameh, Shema Mina. And we have a proof from this story over here, that Rachuv is Kimhalech. Why? Because when it comes to the stone is like the guy on the donkey. The stone is resting in the guy's pocket. And still, we don't look at the stone, we look at the position of the person. If the person's standing, there's no tumah, even though the rock is sitting. Correct? Again, if the guy is standing, the tameh guy is standing, the rock is in his pocket, the rock is in a stationary position. And still we make a difference between if the guy is standing or sitting. If he's standing, tahor. The guy next to him is tahor. So what do you see over here? Rachuv, that Rachuv, the guy that's riding, kimhalech dameh, is like he is moving. Because you look at the person, you look at the animal. And therefore, when a guy's holding a rock, the rock itself is sitting to his pocket. But we don't look at that. We look at the guy. The guy's standing, so it's considered standing. Similarly, when a guy is on a donkey, even though he is sitting, we don't look at the fact that he's sitting. We look at the donkey that is moving him. And therefore, Rachuv, kemhalech, nafkamina. If a father is on a donkey and rides by his son, since he's considered moving, the child would have to stand up. Or his rabbi is on a donkey. You don't say, oh, he's sitting. Oh, when rabbi's sitting, you don't have to stand up when he's sitting. No, come on, you do. Because he's considered moving. It's like he's standing. And therefore, you have to stand up. That's the Gemara's issue. Hibaylehu. Ma'u la'amod b'pnei Sefer Torah. Okay, new question. You have to stand in front of Sefer Torah. Rabbi Chalkiyah, Rabbi Simon, Rabbi El-Azhar Amri, Kal v'chomer. Of course. B'pnei lomdei ha'omdim. You have to stand in front of the people that learn Torah. In front of the Torah, well, the most you have to stand up. It's called the Homer, right? Rabbi Elahai, Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavde, Havu Yetve. Two rabbis were sitting. Halif ve Azir Rabbi Shimon bar Abba. So Rabbi Shimon bar Abba walked by them. Vekamu mekameh. They stood up for him. Amar lehu. So he told them, please, you don't have to stand up for me. Hada de atun hakimeh ve ana haver. First of all, you're considered hakamim. I'm only a haver. That's a lower level. So you don't have to stand up for me. Ve'od klum Torah omedet pepnei lomdeha. Does Torah have to stand up in front? Does the Torah have to stand up in front of in front of the learners. What is it saying? He was saying, you guys are considered Sefer Torah. Does the Sefer Torah to stand up in front of those that learn Torah? What is he saying? So Gemara says, Savala k'rabi al-azad, amar rabi al-azad, en talmid hacham, rashay la'amod bepene rabo b'sha'ash sha'osik b'torah. He says, listen, you're learning. When you're learning, you're exempt. Even if it is your rabbi. He says, you're learning Torah. When you're learning Torah, you have a status of the Sefer Torah itself. Sefer doesn't have to stand up for anybody. So therefore we tell them, and even if, let's say, I was considered your rabbi, you still don't have to stand up for me. Why? Because you're studying Torah. The time you're studying, you're exempt. Abaye didn't like this. Layit ala Abaye. Abaye cursed anybody that would say such a halakha. Because he held, even when the person is studying Torah, and his rabbi walks by, he has to stand up. So he would curse anybody that would say, you don't have to stand up. So it's a mahloket. Seems halakha is like Abaye. Even if a student is learning, he still has to stand up for his rabbi. V'bitu achare Moshe ad bo'o ha'ohela. Moshe Rabbeinu was going back to his tent. So when he was going back to his tent, they were looking at Moshe. They were looking at him from the back. V'bitu achare Moshe. Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Yitzchak Nefcha. Chad amar l'gnai v'chad amar l'shevach. Some say they're praising Moshe Rabbeinu, and some say it's G'nai to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's G'nai there. It's the Moshe Rabbeinu's discredit. Why? Manda malignai kidiita. Gemara doesn't say it, but the she brings down that they saw Moshe Rabbeinu and they started to say, look how thick Moshe Rabbeinu's legs got. Moshe Rabbeinu's gaining weight. Must be he's eating good. Must be he skimmed some money off the Mishkan construction. And therefore he's, he stole some money from us. So therefore, v'bitu achare Moshe. They were looking after Moshe Rabbeinu. Look at Moshe Rabbeinu. They knocked him. They suspected him. Mandama l'shevach. Oh, but according to the opinion that says, no, it was a praise. Amar Chuzkiya, Amar li Rabbi Hanina, b'red Rabbi Abu, Amar Rabbi Abu, Amar Rabbi Avdimi, de min Haifa. Hacham over. When a Chacham passes by, Omed medefanav dalar amot. When he comes within your 4 amot, you got to stand up. How long do you have to stay standing up? Chivan she'avar dalar amot yosef. Once he gets away 4 amot from you, you can sit. Abedin, it's a higher level. Head of the beddin. Over Omed medefanav medo'enav. Then you have to stand up already from when you can see him, from far. Chivan she'avar dalar amot yosef. But when he passes out of your 4 amot, you can sit. So a regular guy, regular hakam, 4 amot, 4 amot. Abedin, milo enav, 4 amot. Nasi, president, over, omer, lefana, milo enav. You have to stand up, ready from when you see him, far away. Ve'enu yoshev, ad shi yoshev imkomo. And what? You don't sit until he sits. Shneimar vebitu achare Moshe hadbo'o ha'ohela, that they watched Moshe until he got to his tent and then they sat down. So it's the shevach. The teacher Moshe Rabbeinu had a status of a nasi. Therefore, they waited till Moshe Rabbeinu got back home to his tent and they watched him until they stood up until that point. That's why they were monitoring Moshe Rabbeinu, not to say bad things about him. They know when he gets back to sit, so they can sit down. So it's a kavod. We learn halakha of standing up for a rabbi. From here, the Mefarshim, they say that Asha, that when Moshe Rabbeinu was having the fight with Korah, so the pasuk writes in Parashat Korah, "Vayamdu lifne Moshe." It says, and they stood in front of Moshe. So the Mefarshim said that was part of Korah's knocking of Moshe. We're learning now in Nasi, already have to stand up. It says, Vayakumu lifne Moshe. They got up only when Moshe Rabbeinu walked within the 4 amot. Which they were trying to tell Moshe, you're a rabbi, you're like every other hakam. You're not. So therefore they treated him as Vayakumu lifne Moshe. They only stood up in front of him and they afforded him only the status of a regular hakam. Okay, now we go back to the sugya of mitzvat aseh shehazman gerama. Kol mitzvat aseh shehazman gerama. We said what in the Mishnah? any mitzvah aser that's bound by time, let's review the laws. Bound by time, ladies are exempt. Mitzvah aser. Mitzvah aser shelo hazeman gerama, that's not bound by time, ladies are hayavot. Mitzvah lo ta'aseh, whether it's bound by time or not, ladies are hayavot. Okay? All lo ta'aseh, and aser we make a hiluk. So Gemara says, Sar Rabbanan, Ezu mitzvah aser shazman gerama. Give us examples. Sukkah. Let's go one at a time. Why Sukkah Zman Gerama? 7 days. Lulav. Also, Sukkot, 7 days. Shofar. Roshana. Sisit. Okay. Sisit's only in the day. Not at night. Tefillin. Well, either Tefillin, you could say it's only in the daytime and not at night. Or you could say Shabbat. We don't wear Tefillin. It's bound by time. Certain days you don't wear. Yom Tov. We don't wear tefillin. Okay? So once already there's a time that you're hayav and a time that you're not hayav, you see it's already bound by time. Ladies will not wear tefillin. Ve'ezu mitzvat aser shelo hazman gerama. Now give me examples of a case of a mitzvat aser that's not bound by time. Mezuzah. Right? Mezuzah is not bound by time. You have a house, you put a mezuzah. It's not a time. Ma'akeh. Right? The parapet. Person has a porch or a roof. He's got to put a fence around the house. It's matase. It's not bound by time. Aveda. Lost object. Hashem tashiv. Got to return objects. No, it's not bound by time. You find the object, you return it. Shilu hakan. It's matase. You see the bird's nest. Got to shoo the birds. Okay? Shaliach tashalach. Exactly. So the Gemara says, oh, vichralahu. Which means, is this a rule? Any mitzvah aser that's bound by time, ladies are piturot, that's it. There's no exceptions. It's klal. Mm-hmm. Why was it? Do you have an exception? That is masa. Masa is a mitzvah aser shazman gerama. Bound by time. Yid on Pesach. Simha, going up to Yerushalayim on the regel. Samahta b'haggecha. Hakel, that's a mitzvah after the Shemitah year. All the Jewish people go up to Yerushalayim, right? After Sukkot. On Sukkot. Everybody goes up, special mitzvah. They have to hear the king, gives them a speech and all that. Zakel, Hanashim, Nashim, Betaf. The mitzvah tasish is man gerama. Venashim, Hayavot. The two, and furthermore, Pare, Talmud, Torah, learning Torah, Piriya, Verabia, having children. Those mitzvot are not bound by time. Torah is always. It's not bound by time. So when one person gets married, it's forever. He has the mitzvahs on him. Pidyon ha-ben also. Once the mitzvah pidyon ha-ben starts, mitzvah is forever. V'nashim piturot. So you do it. And Hashim are exempt. So you give us breaking rules here. Give us saying, now I'll show you mitzvah that says that are bound by time, the ladies are obligated. Now I'll show you mitzvah that says that are not bound by time, and ladies are peturot. Right? Amar Rabbi Yohanan, so Rabbi Yohanan Zahra. Let's go slow. Let's just get the rules here first. En lemedin min haklalot. A rule. You can't learn from klals, which means, even though we made a rule, mitzvah tashis b'gerama peturot, not gerama, it's a rule, but you can't learn from rules, there's always exceptions to the rules. V'afilu b'mkom sh'ne'emar bo chutz. And even if it says the word chutz, which means, even if the Braita or the Tana would give you and say, ladies are obligated in all mitzvah tashis that are not bound by time, except, there could still be more exceptions. Even in the place where the rule was qualified by exceptions, you think, oh, they gave me all the exceptions. No. No. Even with that, you can make more exceptions.
Maybe they didn't list them all.
I didn't list them all. They listed 3 exceptions. Maybe there's more. So therefore, don't bring a question from that. Now let's just go through some of the rules. Why is a lady hayavit in matzah? It is a matzah that says in my grandma. So look at that she. Fourth line. Hare achilat matzah. Leil rishon. First night of Pesach, Chi Choba, Kedekhti Ba'erev Tochlu Masot, V'zman garamla. It's bound by time. Betet vav b'nishan. V'nashim hayavot kedamar b'pesachim. Nashim hayavot b'akilat masa. Devar tura shen emar. Lo tochal alav hametz. Shev'ad shemim tochal alav masot. כל שישנו בבעל תאכל חמץ, ישנו בקום אכול מסע. ונשים ייתנו בבעל תאכל חמץ, ומצוות לא תעשי. Whoever's in the parasha of don't eat חמץ, is in the parasha of eat מצה, because it's juxtaposed right next to each other. And ladies are obviously in the mitzvah of don't eat חמץ, because that's a לא תעשי. לא תאכל חמץ, eat מצה. So that's an exception to the rule. What else you got? שמחה. ברגע, כתגדים, ושמחת בחגיך, אתה ובנך ותך. The girls, ladies. פירוש, תמות תורה, תמות תורה, ladies are exempt, דאמרה לעיל נשים פטורות, וכי פג'ון הבן, we learned ladies are פטורות, פריה ורבייה, how do we know ladies are exempt from having children? The mitzvah of having children is on the husband, how do you know that? כי אמרינה ביבמות, האיש מצווה על פריה ורבייה, אבל לא האישה, וידיף לה מן וכבשוה, it says, פירו ורבו ומלו את הארץ, ורדו בה וכבשוה, conquer the land, God tells Adam. After he tells him to have children. So the Gemara Doresh, Ish darko lichvosh, ve'en darka shel isha lichvosh. Who conquers? A man conquers. Lady doesn't conquer. It's not a way to let her go to the war. So therefore, peru urvu v'chivshuha. So the man that's darko lichvosh is hayam peru urvu. V'chol de lo karin abe v'chivshuha, lo karin abe peru urvu. Good? En lemedin min haklalot. Chelalot of it is not with a kof, with a chaf. Chelalot, meaning from the rules. You don't learn from rules. Anytime the Torah or the Mishnah will give you a rule, ki ayavna, kol mitzvah ta'aseh, v'chol mitzvah lo ta'aseh, v'chol chayavim b'ri'ya, en limedim mehem. Tika be'ud elav davka. There's always exceptions. V'afilu makom shenemar b'chutz. Tika lememar, medapik hai, medapik shema mina, which is, you could argue and say, no, medapik hai, medapik, which is, it gave you all the exceptions. No, it doesn't only give you all the exceptions. Shema mina davka. No, v'lo shi'en midi. V'lachi en limedim. You could argue and say, no, it gave you all the exceptions. So therefore, it's not coming to exclude anything else. Not still. No. And now the Gemara is going to give me an example. Classic example, which we learned in Masichet Erubin. Gemara says, Dutnan, we have Mishnah. Bakol me'arvin. You might make Eruv. Eruv Hatserot. You want to join everybody in the Hatser together. So you got to take some food. Right? Put it in one of the houses over there. And that makes everybody in the Hatser united. And they can carry in the Hatser. Or you have Shtetefim. That's Shittufim Mevuot. Mevuot is, let's say, you have many Hatserot that are opened up to an alley. They want to carry in the alley. So therefore, they need to join all the Hatserot together to one, so they can all carry. So that's what's called Shittufim Mevuot. You need to take again food from all of them, and you put it in one of the Hatserot, and that joins everybody. So what type of food do you take? So it says, any type of food. Chutz min amayim u'melach. Can't use water, you can't use salt. That's not considered food. Right? That's it. Chutz, v'tu leka, v'eika kemehinu petriot. What about the truffles, truffles and the mushrooms? Can't use those either. But it said chutz min mayim and melach. But there's also other exceptions. Ela what? Ela en lemedim mina kelalot. Afilu mekom she'emar b'chutz. You see him over there. You can't learn from the rule, even when it says chutz. Because truffles and mushrooms are not considered a food either. Good? Okay. Tosfot doesn't like this. Tosfot says, "Bekol me'arvin, perush bekontras ben erubei hasarot ben erubei tehumin." He says that she was talking about eruv tehumin also. When you want to, when you want to walk 2,000 or more, whatever, you have to set up eruv. Velon ira da eruvei hasarot ba'inan pat. He's eruvei hasarot. You need bread. You can't use anything. So he's not talking about eruvei hasarot. Lakin the bekol me'arvin erubei tehumin dafka. Tosfot learns dafka erubei tehumin. Tehumin you can use any food besides bread, water, and salt and stuff like that. Tosfot holds it'll be chatzirot. You have to use bread. So therefore, he argues on that shit. Okay. Good. Okay. Let's continue the Gemara. From mitzvat aseh shehazman gerama nashim peturot. We said mitzvat aseh shehazman gerama ladies are exempt. How do you know that? We didn't prove that. We just said a fact. How do you know ladies are exempt by a mitzvah bound by time? What's the source? Min alam, Gemar betefillin. Okay, we start. Tefillin. Ma tefillin nashim peturot. Afkom mitzvat hashesh azman gerama nashim peturot. Tefillin. Mitzvat hashesh azman gerama. Yes, why? You can't wear tefillin at night. You can't wear tefillin on Shabbat. And we know ladies are exempt. So therefore, every mitzvat hashesh. This is like the binyan av. This is like the source. How do you know ladies don't wear tefillin? Utfillin. Gamar la mitamu Torah. Because we learn the law of tefillin from the law of Torah. Ma'at tamu Torah nashim peturot. Av tefillin nashim peturot. And how did we make a jump from tefillin to tamu Torah? Good question. So Rashi says on the second wide line, the itkus ladai v'shinantam lebanecha v'divarta bam shivtecha v'techa u'shartam leot ayedecha. Two pesukim juxtaposed next to each other. And kriyat shema. Tefillin and Torah. Just like Torah, they're exempt. Tefillin, they're exempt. Oh, once they're exempt from tefillin, I learned the rule now. Mitzvat, aser, shazman, genama, like tefillin, nashim, peturot, so to all of them. That's, the Torah's not going to give you every item. The Torah told me in one place. Tefillin. Learn from it to everything else. It's a very important limud. Tefillin is the source. How do I know they're patur from tefillin? Torah. The Gemara says, "V'nakish tefillin mezuzah." Well, if you're making juxtapositions here, the tefillin is written also in the first parasha of Shema, right? Ukshavtam not ayadecha, ba'yut tovu benalecha, uchtavtam am mezuzot betecha b'shalecha. So make a connection between tefillin and mezuzot, and say, just like mezuzah, ladies are ayavot, tefillin ladies are ayavot. Who told you to go to the second parasha of Vehaya and compare tefillin to Torah? Go to the first parasha and compare tefillin to mezuzah. And say the hayavot in mitzvah taseh shazman gerama.
Good question. The first parasha has.
Oh, so the Gemara is tefillin and tamud Torah etkish bebe parasha lishuna bebe parasha sheniya. Tefillin and mezuzah be parasha sheniya lo etkish. Good. Gemara says because tefillin to Torah is juxtaposed in both parashiyot. That's in the second parasha. And then in the first parasha, what does it say? No, in the second parasha, and it says tefillin. And then in the first parasha, and it says tefillin. So therefore, that's in both parashiyot. Whereas mezuzah is only juxtaposed in the first parasha. Therefore, we're going to take tefillin Torah because it's twice. Good? So the Gemara says, hold on. V'nakish mezuzah le'talmud Torah. You tell me, ladies, hayavot in mezuzah. Why should it be hayav in mezuzah? Why should you juxtapose mezuzah that's written next to Torah? As I just like ladies of paturah from Torah, they should be patur from mezuzah. In the second parashah of Kiryat Shema. So therefore, learn that what? Mezuzah, Torah. Torah, they're exempt. Mezuzah, they're exempt. So comes the Gemara and says...
Doesn't matter that Torah comes first?
No, it's okay. Uchtavtam is right next to that. So comes the Gemara and says, Lo sakadatach. Nah, I would never think that ladies are exempt from Mezuzah. Why? Dichtiv neman yirbu yimechem. Right after the Mezuzah, it says, put Mezuzah in your doors, so you'll have long life. Neman yirbu yimechem. Gavre ba'ay chayeh. Well, only men want to have long life. Ladies don't want to have long life. It makes sense to say they're exempt. Well, I'm not going to exempt them from mezuzah. Oh, that is sukkah. So the Gemara says sukkah. The mitzvah tasish is man gerama. It's bound by time. Dichtiv besukot tishvu shivat yamim. 7 days. So it says. How do I know ladies are exempt? Tama dichtiv rachmana ha izrach. It says, kol izrach, but it says, izrach is the men. So what do we learn from that? Leotzi et hanashim. Ha la v'achi, nashim hayavot. So the Gemara is asking, what did you need the drashah to exempt them? They're exempt anyway. What did you need the drashah ha izrach to come along and say, only men sit in the sukkah, not ladies? I don't need this to get drashah ha izrach. They're exempt anyway because it's bound by time. Question? You don't need a dirasha. We know the rule. Mizvat aser shazman gerama nashim petorot. Gibran Sukkah says, oh, ladies are exempt from Sukkah. How do you know? Because it says, kol ha'izrach. What do you mean there's rach for? We have that pasuk, they're exempt. They're exempt because they're exempt. Mm-hmm. It's bound by time. Amar Abaye, it's tarich. No. You need that, the Rasha. Salka datach amina or il dechti basuko teshvu. Because it says teshvu. Teshvu ki'ain taduru. I would say, you got to live in the sukkah. You got to live in the sukkah like you live in your house. Ma dira ish ve'ishto av sukkah ish ve'ishto. You got to live in the house, in the sukkah like you live in your house. In your house, you live with your wife. So I would have thought sukkah is an exception. That maybe the hayavot, because of teshvu, if I have to come and pasuk, to come and say, no, kol ha'izrach, only the men. Right? Okay. V'rava amar... It's tarikh. I need the word ha'ezrah to exempt the ladies. Why? Sakadat ha'gamina nilav hamisha asar mehagamassot ba'lehala nashim hayavot afkan nashim hayavot. Therefore, sericha. I would have maybe thought to make a gezerat shavah 2-2 from hagamassot. It says Hamisha Asar by Pesach. Hamisha Asar by Chodesh HaRishon. It says Hamisha Asar by Sukkot. Chodesh HaShivi'i. Hamisha Asar is Tetvav. Tetvav is right, 15. It's the famous Gezerah Shavah called 2-2. Tetvav. So I would have thought, what? Make a Gezerah Shavah 2-2. And say what? Just like the Hayavot and Masah, that says Tetvav, 2. Hayavot and Sukkah. That's why I need the word Ha'ezrach to come along and say no. So we answered the sukkah business. Okay. Right? You would have two reasons why to think they are sitting in sukkah. Either because teshvu ke'em taduru, gotta live in the sukkah like you live in your house. Ish ve'isha. Or I would have thought to make a gezerah shavah the hayavot because of tutu mahagamasot. Kamash malan, the word Ha'ezrach to come along and say peturot. The Gemara says like this. Vare re'iya. Okay, mitzvat ri'iyah, that means going up to Yerushalayim on the holidays. Right? Yira'eh kol zechurecha, shalosh pa'amim. The mitzvat aseh shazman gerama, it's bound by time. Ta'amad dechatav rachmana zechurecha, lehotzi ha'nashim. So you have a special pasuk, zechurecha, zecharim, to exempt the ladies. Ha'ala v'acheh, nashim hayavot. What do you need a pasuk for? It's mitzvah says my gerama. What do I need zechurecha to exempt the ladies? They're exempt anyway because this is mitzvah that's bound by time. Same type of question that we just asked by sukkah. We're asking now by the mitzvah of ri'iya. What's the Gemara's answer? Esterich. You need it. Sakadat ha'gamina nilaf ri'iya mehakel. So I would have thought that maybe I would learn a Gezerah Shavah from Re'iyat Ta'akel, because in both Perashot it says the word Lira'ot. You're coming up to Yerushalayim to be seen, or whatever. So therefore what? Hakel are ladies Hayavot?
Yes.
So I would have thought maybe in Re'iyah also ladies are Hayavot, just like they are in Hakel. Comes Basuk Zechurecha to take him out. Which means, starting point. Mitzvah of Re'iyah, Mitzvah that says Mangerama. Ladies are Peturot. Oh, my God, don't say that. Zechurecha. Zechurecha, only the males, not the, what I need that for. It's not the singing Ramah. No, because I would have thought maybe without that, I would have said, even though it's not the singing Ramah, it's an exception. Learn the Iyah from Hakil, because it says the word Lidaot. And therefore, just like Hakil, the Hayavot, so to the Iyah, the Hayavot, Kamashwan, Zechurecha, the Peturot. Good? Good. Now the Gemara goes back. What's the source? How you know mitzvata says shazman gerama that ladies are exempt? What's the source?
Tefillin.
Get the source again. Tefillin. Mitzvata says ladies are exempt. How do you know ladies are exempt from tefillin? Because we make a hekesh between tefillin and Torah. And just like Torah, they're exempt. Tefillin, they're exempt. And once you say tefillin, they're exempt from everything. So it was va'adi yelfinan mit tefillin lif Torah. Who told you to learn from tefillin to exempt them? Nilaf misimha lehayuba. Start from somewhere else. It says v'sabachta behagich ata ubanecha betecha. Right, the men, the ladies in your house of the lady. Ladies hayat. Simcha is mitzvah taseh shazman gerama, and ladies are hayavot. So start from simcha and say just like simcha is mitzvah taseh that ladies are hayavot, so to all mitzvah taseh. Amar Rabbeye, Isha Ba'ala Mesameha. Which means the lady is not obligated on her own. When it says the mitzvah of simcha, the mitzvah of simcha is on the husband to misameach his wife. It's his job. On the regel, he has a mitzvah to misameach his wife, so his wife has to go, so his husband can mekayem the mitzvah of simcha. So therefore, she's really not chayevet from herself. Mm-hmm. Right? It's on the husband. So Gemara says, oh yeah, almana ma'ika lemimar. The Torah doesn't make any haluki. What about a girl that doesn't have a husband? She's also obligated to go up. She's an almana. So you see what? It's on her. No. Bishirwiya itzlo. Means the people that she's staying by have an obligation to make her happy. The almana, she's a poor lady. So she has a host. The host is obligated to give her food, make her happy. So it's never on the lady per se. It's on either her husband or the people that are with her. Good. So if you can't learn from simcha, because she's really exempt from simcha. It's not our mitzvah. Vinilaf mehakel. Okay, so forget about simcha. Go to hakel. Hakel is mitzvah that says ban gerama. Every 7 years, everybody's got to go to Jerusalem. Anashim, nashim, vetaf. Mitzvah that says ban gerama. She's chayavot. So make that the source. Gemara says mishum da'ava masa vehakel shnei ketuvim abeim keechad. Vechol shnei ketuvim abeim keechad en melamedim. Okay, we have a rule. Matzah is an exception. She's chayevet, even though it's mitzvah taseh. Hakel is an exception. Those are two exceptions. We have a rule. Anytime you have shnei ketuvim, two pesukim, that are coming to basically teach you the same concept, that mitzvah taseh the hayavot. Matzah, mitzvah taseh, chayevet. Hakel, mitzvah taseh, chayevet. From the fact that the Torah wrote it twice, it's coming to teach you only these two cases, nowhere else. Because if the Torah wanted to learn from this, everybody else should say it once. From the fact that it gave you two cases, it teaches me these two cases, they're chayavot, everywhere else, no. That shnei ketuvim, two pesukim, habaim ke'ehad, that are coming with the same message, en melamedim. You don't learn it anywhere else. Got the rule? Now, the Gemara says, Iyacher, oh, that's the rule. Tefillin v're'iyah. Number. Shnei ketuvim abayim ke'ehad, v'em melamedim. So I'll go, what's the source that you learned that the petura from? Tefillin. Tefillin is mitzvah, taseh, shazman, gerama. Oh yeah? I have another pasuk besides tefillin. Re'iyah. Re'iyah also is the mitzvah, taseh, shazman, gerama. And the Torah says that ladies are exempt. Right? Yira'e kol zechurecha. So, I have two pesukim. So say that only in these two, but everywhere else, which means you have two pesukim to say they're hayavot, and you have two pesukim that comes to say they are exempt. Who told you to learn by matzah and akel, you came along and said, no, that's an exception. Those two are an exception. Everywhere else, the petura. Go the other way. Say tefillin and the iyah, these are the cases they're exempt. And everywhere else, the hayavot. So the Gemara says, no, sriche. Let me give you a rule by this klal. Let me define this klal over here of shnei ketuvim keechad. If I need both pesukim, and I would not be able to learn one from the other, so therefore that's not considered shnei ketuvim. Shnei ketuvim means when you wrote two pesukim and it was superfluous, you didn't have to write the two pesukim because I couldn't learn one from the other. So for the fact that you said them both is to teach me these yes, everything else no. But if I needed both of them to be written because I couldn't learn one from the other, that doesn't follow the rule of shnei ketuvim keihad. I had to write them both because you had to write them both. Shnei ketuvim keihad means I could have wrote one and I could have learned from this one to everything else. And I repeated it. It's repetitious. Why did the Torah repeat something over again that could have been deduced from the first item to teach me? It's just these two and nothing else. But if I need the Torah to tell me the second item because I would not have been able to learn it from the first item, then already I cannot say it's shnei ketubim ke'ahad ve'en melamedim. I'll say the reason why I wrote two is because I needed to write two, and therefore maybe I can learn from these two to everywhere else. It's like I wrote it once. It wrote the minimum amount. The minimum amount had to tell me two because I couldn't learn one case from the other, and then from there I learned everything else. And the Gemara says, the ikatav rachmanat tefillin. Let's say I just wrote tefillin. Velo katav re'iyah, and did not write re'iyah. That they're exempt from re'iyah. Hava amina, nilaf re'iyah, re'iyah mekil. I would have said tefillin, they're exempt. And I would have said maybe in re'iyah, the hayavot, because I would have made a gezirah shabbat tekil. So that's what it has to say, re'iyah. The ikatav rachmana re'iyah, and if Torah would have wrote re'iyah that they're exempt, velo katav tefillin, hava amina kish tefillin de mezuzah. I would have maybe learned tefillin the chayavot because I would have compared tefillin to mezuzah, just like mezuzah the chayavot tefillin tzericha. That's why you need both because one cannot have been learned from the other. Therefore, it's not considered shtiklium keahad. Therefore, melamedim. Therefore, you can learn other stuff. Iache, you want to play that matzah ve'akel namet tzericha. I'll tell you, no, matzah and akel that are cases where it's a mitzvah that's just like the chayavot. It's also necessary to tell me both. Why? Why would you do both? Pishta ma ikatav rachmana hakel. If the Torah would only tell me the hayavot nakel, velo ketiv masa, didn't tell me masa, hava min anilav chamisha asar mahag sukkot, to tell me that just like on sukkot they're exempt, matzah they're exempt. So therefore you have to tell me matzah. Because without telling me matzah, I would think that they are exempt. Ela nechtov rachmana matzah, but the Torah just could have written masa, velo ba'e hakel. You don't have to tell me the hayavot and hakel. I would know it on my own. How? Vana amina, tefalim hayavim. If in hakel, the children have to go up for hakel. Nashim no kol sheken? Of course the ladies have to go up. I mean, if I would have no half a minute to think ladies are not exempt.
It's explicit. I'm sorry, exempt.
I would not. I know it's explicit, but if it didn't say it, which means if the Torah only told me masa. Oh, it's okay. Masa, ladies, are chayavot, even though learn from Masa that just like ladies, are chayavot in Masa, right? So therefore, learn that to Hakil. So the Gemara says that in Hakil, I would not, I would say what? If the children are chayavot in Hakil, how do I know children are chayavot in Hakil? It says, tough. So Nashim. Local chicken, of course the Nashim are going to be Hayavot. So let's read again. The Gemara says like this. I'm reading again. Bishlama ikatav rachmana hakel. The Torah just would have written hakel. Velo ketiv masa. Haba amin anilav hamisha asar mahag sukkot. And therefore I would not be able to learn masa from hakel. I would say maybe hakel the Hayavot, but masa no, because I would have made a gezerah shir from sukkot. It's like sukkot the peturot, so to masa. Ela nechtov rachmana masa. Just write masa. Velo ba'ayakil. You don't have to write a kill at all. You know why? V'ana amina tefalim hayavim. Children are hayavim. Nashim lo kol sheken. Hakel is extra. So why did I write something that's extra? Hilkak havilu bet ketuvim ke'ahad ve'en melamedin. Therefore, it is superfluous, these two pesukim. What's the rule? When you wrote two pesukim, it's coming to tell me these two dafka and nothing else. And therefore, we have concluded that Mitzvat aseh shazman gerama nashim peturot. How do you know it? Because we have an ayah from tefillin. Oh, you're going to tell me, but tefillin re'iyah. Shnei ketuvim abeim ki ahad ve'em melamedim anywhere else. No, you wouldn't be able to learn one from the other. Therefore, that's not considered shnei ketuvim abeim ki ahad. I needed tefillin and I needed re'iyah. And then for the fact that I wrote two examples, it's not shnei ketuvim abeim ki ahad. Because I needed both. Good. Oh, why don't you go the other way? Why don't you say, I have two pesukim, abayim ke'ahad, right? To tell me what? That the mitzvah ta'aseh she'lo hazman gerama, nashim hayavot, matzah, and akel. So Gemara says, no, these two pesukim are exemptions. Because it's two pesukim that are teaching you the same concept, and therefore, en melambedim. And I didn't need you to write both. Because you just could have wrote matzah, and I would have known hakel automatically, because I would have said, if the children are hayavot and hakel, certainly the ladies, so why'd you have to write hakel? To tell me, these two, yes, everywhere else, No, this is the only mitzvah ta'aseh shelo azman shazman gerama tereshim hayavot. These two, ve'im melamedim to everywhere else. So basically, what the Gemara did in this last piece, just to summarize and we'll conclude, the Gemara introduced a new klal over here that we didn't know. Whenever you have two pesukim that are teaching me the same concept, it's said by where it's said and nowhere else. So the Gemara said, oh, if you're telling me that rule, I have a dilemma. Because I have two pesukim over here that tell me mitzvat aseh peturot, I have two pesukim over here that tell me nashim hayavot. And if you're going to use the rule, emel medin, so therefore then which one are you going to take? You're going to take the ones that tell me the peturot and tell me only this case peturot, but everywhere else hayavot? Or you're going to tell me the hayavot one and tell me everywhere else peturot? Which group are you going to take? So the Gemara says, no. There's a rule when it comes to Shnei Kelim Ke'ahad. If I can justify why the Torah gave me two cases, so then it's not Shnei Kelim Ke'ahad. It's not repetitious. And therefore, the law of Emel Medim doesn't apply. Therefore, I can learn to everywhere else. But if I can prove to you that one could have been learned from the other, and the Torah wrote it anyway, also superfluous, then it is Shnei Ketuvim Ba'im Ke'ahad. It's two Pesukim that are coming for the same purpose, therefore Emel Medim. So the Gemara said, Tefillin and Re'iyah, you had to write both. Because if it said Tefillin, I couldn't learn Re'iyah. If it said Re'iyah, I couldn't learn Tefillin. Oh, so that's not Shnei Ketuvim Ke'ahad. It's not repetition. I needed both. Therefore, Emel Medim. Just like Tefillin and Re'iyah. It's a mitzvah taseh, shaz ma'in gerba. And ladies are peturot, so to everywhere else. Oh, when it comes to Hakel and Masa, that is Shnei Ketuvim Ke'ahad. You know why? Because the Torah just could have written Masa. Hakel I would have known. You know why? Of course Hakel the Hayavot. If the children have to go up to Hakel, the ladies don't have to go up, the ladies are less than children, so why did you write Hakel? To tell me what? These are these two? And nowhere else. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.